Thank you for listening to this Christian Audio digital recording. We encourage you to visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this recording and to consider delving into other great titles. And now Christian Audio invites you to listen, enjoy, think, and grow.
Aesop's Fables. This book was originally published in Athens in 300 BC. This unabridged recording of Aesop's Fables was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Mary Woods. This book is 275 pages long. The following biographical sketch is provided for the benefit of our listeners. Aesop's Fables, believed to have been first presented as a collection in 300 BC by Demetrius Phalereus of Athens. According to tradition, Aesop was a Phrygian slave who probably lived from 620 to 560 BC. It is inferable from Aristotle's mention of Aesop's acting as a public defender that he was freed from slavery, possibly as a result of his wit. Plutarch stated that the Athenians erected a noble statue of him. Little is known about his life, and many conflicting stories exist. It can be stated, however, that he was an extraordinary storyteller who conveyed his remarkable wisdom regarding human nature in appealing tales of cunning foxes, fearsome lions, clever mice, and foolish humans. Over the centuries, Aesop's fables retained their power to reach our intellects and touch our hearts. Aesop's Fables. 1. The Fox and the Grapes. A famished fox crept into a vineyard where ripe, luscious grapes were draped high upon arbors in a most tempting display. In his effort to win a juicy prize, the fox jumped and sprang many times, but failed in all his attempts. When he finally had to admit defeat, he retreated and muttered to himself, "Well, what does it matter anyway? The grapes are sour." It is easy to despise what you cannot get. 2. The Wolf and the Crane. A wolf devoured his prey so ravenously that a bone got stuck in his throat, and in extreme agony he ran and howled throughout the forest, beseeching every animal he met to pull out the bone. He even offered a generous reward to anyone who succeeded in pulling it out. Moved by his pleas, as well as the prospect of the money, a crane ventured her long neck down the wolf's throat and drew out the bone. She then modestly asked for the promised reward, but the wolf just grinned and bared his teeth. "Ungrateful creature," he replied with seeming indignation. "How dare you ask for any other reward than your life? After all, you're among the very few who can say that you've put your head into the jaws of a wolf and were permitted to draw it out in safety." Expect no reward when you serve the wicked, and be thankful if you escape injury for your pains.